For traditional owners, the Fitzroy River in the heart of Western Australia's Kimberley is a cultural lifeblood. For pastoralists, it supports a decades-old cattle industry. The two groups are trying to find a balance between development and sustainability, and while they work on that, AM can reveal 9 of the region's native title groups want a moratorium on water allocations, saying they're worried the Fitzroy could suffer a similar fate to the Murray-Darling. Eliza Borrello reports.
Anne Polina is a Nigina woman who grew up on the banks of the Fitzroy while her father travelled around building windmills.
We have been the guardians of the river from the beginning of time. We also believe that the river is a living ancestral being and it has a right to life.
She says the region's traditional owners aren't anti-development but want the WA government to pause the approval of water allocations for the river until a promised management plan is in place.
We can't be having knee-jerk reactions in regards to allocation of water. We need to have a moratorium. We're not saying that we need to ban that. What we're saying is that we need a moratorium so that we can all work together and get the modelling and the science and the real impacts in terms of looking at how we can work together to prevent the disaster of the Murray-Darling Basin happening here in the Kimberley.
Anne Polina is speaking on behalf of 9 native title groups who formed a council to represent the river's interests.
As a National Heritage listed river, it belongs to all Australians and indeed the world. So we have a duty of care as Australians to be protecting a globally unique river system that's not found anywhere else on the planet.
Several large pastoral leases, including mining magnate Gina Reinhardt's Liveringer Station, back onto the Fitzroy. Emma White, the chief executive of the Kimberley and Pilbara Cattlemen's Association, says pastoralists only want a small portion of the river's huge flows.
Each wet season, there's an absolutely astronomical amount of water that flows through and into the sea from the Fitzroy River. Even if we're just talking about surface water harvesting that might involve 1% to 2% of that, it's still a huge amount of water, yet very small in the grand scheme of the type of water flows going through the Fitzroy.
She argues the Fitzroy should be able to provide for pastoralists and traditional owners alike.
The whole valley is in dire need of a bright future, and economic development must be part of this conversation, given the significant socioeconomic disadvantage issues at play. And what we're hoping is this whole process helps the Fitzroy Valley stakeholders have the opportunity to look forward and plan for the longer-term prosperity of all who live in the region.
The West Australian Government declined to comment, but bureaucrats are expected to meet traditional owners in Perth today.
Eliza Borrello reporting.